Simen Reish Mem Vav, Dinei Hash'ala VeHaskoro Le'in Yudim B'Shabbos. And this Simen discusses the various halachas with regards to lending and hiring items to Goyim on Shabbos. As a background information to this Simen, it's important to realize that there's a machloikas in the Mishnah, in Masechet Shabbos, a machloikas between B'Shamah and B'Shila. We know there's a concept of Shvisas Behema. Now the Pasuk says that one is not allowed to have any, that not only that you personally have to rest on Shabbos, and your family and your children have to rest, but also your animals have to rest as well. It's a Mechamah, Shvisas Behema. You have to ensure that your animals rest. There's a great discussion amongst the Achronim, a little bit in Rishonim, but primarily Achronim. How does that actually, what does that mean actually? Whether it's al-sab al-chaim or whether it's genuine shvisa, what exactly does it mean that animals have to rest on Shabbos? But either way, whatever the explanation is, there is certainly a mitzvah, or rather a commandment of shvisas behema on Shabbos. Now, the machlokes b'Shamah b'Hillel is, continuing from there, is there also a mitzvah of shvisas kelim? Do you also have to ensure that your kelim, your properties, your items, have to, in inverted commas, rest on Shabbos, or maybe not? Do you have to ensure that your kelim have to rest on Shabbos without you being actively involved in them? If any of your items do melacha on Shabbos, automatically, naturally, without your involvement, do you have to stop them from this happening? Yes or no? So this is the machlokes b'Shamah and b'Hillel. We paskin, like the opinion of Beis Hillel, that holds that there is no concept of shvisas kelim on Shabbos. That if kelim do melacha on Shabbos, as long as you don't have involvement in it, and as long as you didn't ask a goy to do so, there is no issa of shvisas kelim. So, having said that, we are now ready for Simen Reish Mem Vav, Sif Aleph, that tells us mutar lahashil, you're allowed to lend, v'lahaskir, and even to hire out kelov, your kelim, his kelim, lein yudi to a goy, afal pi, and although sho isa by melacha b'Shabbos, although he's going to melacha with him, you give them your item, any of your items, and he's going to do melacha with it on Shabbos, you're still allowed to just give it to a goy. Why is that? Because we are not commanded al shvisas kelim on the shvisas of kelim. If you'd hold like b'Shamai, that shvisas kelim is also, you'd have a problem over here, because the goy is taking your whatever it is, and he's doing melachah on Shabbos. So according to Manda Omar, Shvisas Kelim, he's also Shabbos with a problem. But we don't paskin that Shvisas Kelim is a problem. We hold like Beis Hillel, Shvisas Kelim is okay. So therefore, make out then it's fine. However, v'yesh oimrim the kelim she'oisim b'melachah. However, some hold that kelim she'oisim b'melachah, that kelim that are used for actual melachah, kugoin, such as machesha, a plowing keli, and similar. Also, you're not allowed to lehaskia, to hire out for money, lein yehudi to a goy be'erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire out a machesha, a plow, to a goy on Friday. Although we hold that Shvisas Kelim is fine. The reason for that is explained. In Mishnah Berurah, Seif Katan Aleph, that says that since you have got profit, this is a problem of Chal Shabbos. Since you're hiring out your keli on Shabbos to a goy, so never mind Shvisas Kelim, which is takana a problem, but at the end of the day, your keli is being used for money. You're earning money for it, and therefore it's a problem. Schar Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah actually clarifies that it doesn't have to be an item which is intrinsically a melacha item. It could be anything, as Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Beis. It could even be a pot. It could even be a pot that is going to be used for cooking. This is going to be used for, it's going to be used for melacha. However, what is excluded, says Mishnah Berurah, says, I'm reading the bottom line, If it's for garments and clothing, so if it's an item which is no connection at all to a melacha, yeah, you're hiring out your jumper or your shoes that is not connected in any way to melacha, that would be okay. Now, what about you've got this plow? Can you give it on Thursday? Can you hire it out on Thursday? So the Shulchan Aruch continues and says as follows: Uviyem Chamishi on Thursday mutar lahaskilu. You're allowed to hire it out. Ubelvad shelayit al tchar Shabbos elo behavlo. So this is going back to the concept of havlo, that if it's not designated and clarified that it is for Shabbos only, then you're not hiring out, you're not making directly profit from Shabbos. It's swallowed up with Thursday and Friday and other days. That's why it's permitted. Kugoin such as sheyisk sheyaskelo lechodesh or leshavua, it's hired out for a month or a week, and that's fine. Continue Shulchan Aruch, but if it is, there's no financial gain and benefit in this, you're just lending it, it's fine, even on Erev Shabbos. So again, because we don't hold of Shvisas Kelim, so the only problem over here by lending the plow, by giving out the plow, is Schar Shabbos. So if there is no Schar Shabbos, you're not earning anything, you can even lend it on Friday. Mishnah Berurah in Ksiv Kodem Daled explains, given the ein revach, there's no profit and gain leisrael for the yid, pemelechas in Yehudi, from the work being done by the goy, lo yomru shlucha shu lezeh, nobody is going to even attempt to say that the goy is a shliach of the yid. Val kein, therefore, mutter lehashiloi, you're allowed to lend it to him, afilu yom Shabbos lechud, even for Shabbos alone. Afilu kelim shasin melach, ben, even if the guy is inevitably going to do melach with it, but it's not a problem because there's no schar Shabbos if there's no schar, if there's no profit, financial profit. What about Shabbos itself? Is he allowed to take it on Shabbos? If it's lending? So the Bialoche quotes Arabic Vega, that kelim she'en oisim by Malocha, if it's kelim that are not normally done for Malocha, afilu b'Shabbos mutalash lo b'efen zeh, lo mikis chah Shabbos. If there's no chah Shabbos, and there's no problem of carrying on Shabbos, you could actually even lend it to him on Shabbos itself. Yeah. Says the Rama, v'chein ikar kesvor rishoyno, we passing like the main opinion. Umutel asheloi be'erev Shabbos, you'll have to lend it to him on erev Shabbos as well. Ve'af al pi shemasne ishen yudi yach sevir shiloi v'loem rinu b'chagav nadav v'kizchirus. Now this leads to the discussion of hotels, which the person can discuss. Are you allowed to, or why are you allowed to go to a hotel and pay for the room for Shabbos? This is already discussed in quite early Poskim. I was surprised to see since when did actually model of hotels exist the way we know it. And you're paying for the room. So what you're really doing is you're paying for the usage of the room. And why is this... why is this okay? Why is this okay? I saw, especially if it's a Yiddish-owned hotel, you certainly have to question the hetter. But I think that probably the most straightforward answer may be, or discussed, that it's not really, there's no Schar Shabbos, although you're paying for the day, so if you are there for a few days, you could easily claim Havla. Okay, potentially, but even if you're just there for one day, really, one could argue that it's not Schar Shabbos directly because you are, first of all, you're benefiting from Friday and Motzei Shabbos. And therefore, they're a bit similar to what we discussed at another share, that may not be directly Schar Shabbos, but this needs to be looked into a little bit because it's not so poshut. Now, with regards to lending items on Shabbos to a goy, so we said that if it's so, lending really, we said, is not really a problem because there is no problem of Shvizas Kelim, and there's also no problem of Scha Shabbos if it's just lending. So, Siv Beis teaches us the following. Also, lehashel shum kli le'en yehudi b'shabbos. No. To lend a keli to a goy on Shabbos, is a problem. Va'afilu be'erev Shabbos imusom l'chashecha, and even just before the beginning of Shabbos is also a problem. Kol she'en shus le'otzir mepesach beisoy, shelamashel koydim chashecha. As long as there is no opportunity for him to take it out of the house before Shabbos, that's a problem. Why? Pimnei asheroi sovu, because maybe it will appear to the goy, to the onlooker, she'israel tzivol yotzir, that a goy, that it will look for the onlooker, for the bystander, it will look as if the Yid has specifically asked and instructed the goy to take it out on Shabbos. So the Bikvege that I mentioned earlier in the Bialochem is items that you don't do melacha with. He was talking about anything, items that you do melacha with. If the goy just takes it out on Shabbos, or just before Shabbos, he would appear as if you asked the goy to do melacha on Shabbos, because he's taking out an item which is generally used for melacha, and he's taking out on Shabbos, just before Shabbos, that looks very dodgy. And therefore it's also, although there is no schar Shabbos, he's not doing it for money, he's just lending it, could be a problem. Mishnah Berurah clarifies in Sif Kotten Test, Chutz L'Rishus HaRabim, Afilu that you don't, less Lon Rishus HaRabim Gmura also. So that even if you don't, even if it's like a Kamele, so it's not a proper carrying issue, would still be a problem, because the Amir L'Nain Yehudi Shvusu Afilu B'Mene D'Rabbonon, they're still asking Goy to carry Hine D'Rabbonon, and that's a problem. Even if there's an Eru, the Mishnah Berurah continues, it's a problem. And that would be, so imagine the following Shaila, if somebody would knock on the door, the goy, your next door neighbor, you lend him your lawnmower, and he asked, you meant, if it's on a Shabbos morning, he knocks on the door, he says he wants to borrow your lawnmower, or even if it's just a hammer or anything like that, you're not allowed to, and he just wants to take it out, it's awesome, because as the Shulchan Aruch teaches over here, Sharoye Sovu, who is the one who is going to look, is going to hold that you asked the goy to do melacha for you, and that's why it's also. And again, this is, as we just mentioned from the Rebbe Kveger, this is only with regards to items which are generally used for melacha, lawnmower, hammer, anything like that. If it's an item, however, that you don't do melacha with, it would be permitted according to Rebbe Kveger. But if it's an item that is generally used for melacha, so if there's an eruv, even if there's an eruv in town, it would be awesome. And again, this is talking about borrowing without financial gain. There's no schar Shabbos here. Siv Gimel. Also, lehaskir lo lehashil behem tol en yehudi. What is the halacha with regards to lending your animals, or hiring out your animals to a goy, kedei sheyaseh b'melacha b'Shabbos, and he's going to do melacha on Shabbos? And this may sound obscure, but it wasn't obscure at all, because we're not talking about dogs here and cats. We're talking about cattle and animals. Was of course a very essential, a very important source of income for many Yidden in previous generations. And you had, it could even be a whole farm. And you want to hire it out for Shabbos to earn money. So can you do that or not? Or even if it's just lending, at least the animals will be looked after. So the Shulchan Aruch says also lahaskil lahashil behem to lein yudi kiddush yasim aloch b'Shabbos. Why is that? Shodom mitzuvah b'shvisas behem to. As we mentioned at the beginning of this year, there is an issur d'raisa of shvisas Pehemtoy, your animals have to rest on Shabbos. So if the animals are still yours, renting out, you're hiring out your animals, or even lending out your animals is also because it's a Shvi'is Beyim. Your animals are going to do Melacha on Shabbos. But what you can do, the Gemara says, but you can hire it out or lend it out. But the house noise and stipulate, make a clear condition, that they shall be returned before Shabbos. So from Tuesday to Friday, it's no problem. But it does not help. If you stipulate, you can't say, okay, listen here, you can have these animals for a week, including Shabbos, but please ensure that my animals rest on Shabbos. That you can't do. You don't ask them to plow the fields. You don't. I'm asking you not to use them for plowing fields. I'm asking you not to use it for any work to perform on Shabbos. So that is not going to. You can't do that. Ki ein yudi ne'eman al kach. The goy will not honor his words. He will not do that. It makes no sense to him. It's something which he cannot honor. He knows very well you're not going to show up and check, and therefore you can't do that. Again, Shvisas Behemo is an Issa Deraisa. You're not allowed. Your animals are not allowed to do work on Shabbos. Any of the melochas on Shabbos. You're not allowed to plow and do any work related, any field related work on Shabbos. And not only that, they're not allowed to do, but if the goy takes it and you're hiring it out and lending it out the animals on Shabbos, that's also. And even if you're stipulating and clarifying with the goy prior to that, you're making an agreement that your animals are to rest on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that because the goy is not believed. And your animals are going to end up doing field related work on Shabbos, which is also because of Shvi'is Behemah. But if you had an agreement with the goy that they shall be returned prior to Shabbos, but he got delayed and he didn't return the animals before Shabbos, he still had them for Shabbos, what you should do is yafkireno, you should be mafkir the animals, you make them hefkir the animals, between you and yourself, you don't need a public proclamation, you can just do it privately. Or Yoima Behem Tiknuli Yehudi, you should tell somebody that your animals are konui, are acquired to the goy, they are the goys now. Kidei, in order shinotzel misur d'raisa, that you should protect you from an issur d'raisa of Shvi'is Behemah. So you can either, if the goy ended up keeping the animals for Shabbos, but if it did happen that the goy has got your animals on Shabbos, you've got a problem with Shvi'is Behemah. He's not believed to let animals rest. They're going to work, and you're going to be over on issur d'raisa of Shvi'is Behemah. So what are you going to do? You should either be mafkid or you should be makne the animals to the goy. Ramon says, if you want, you can mafke the animals in front of three goyim, kidin shah hefka, like any other hefka that is normally performed, you do it in front of three. Nevertheless, ancient modern yochel is akizbo. You don't have to worry that it's going to be stolen. Nobody else is going to be zoiche, will be able to acquire the animals. Nobody. Because the only reason why I'm doing this is in order to remove the Issa Shabbos. But it's not really a choshemishpidik acquisition and a hefka. You're only removing the Issa Shabbos, v'davke b'Shabbos, or b'yomtev, and not on mitzuvah, Shvi'is Behemah, to b'yomtev. So you can do that, you can remove the Issa of Shvi'is Behemah by doing it hefka. But you don't have to worry, nobody can acquire and take the animals based on that. And the Gemara finishes that this is only with regards to Shabbos. Yom Tov, you don't have the mitzvah of Shvi'is Behemah, and therefore you don't have to do all that. Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Yud Beis Al Shvi'is Behemah to Diksiv. It says in the pasuk, Leman in order Yonuach Shoycha, your ox should rest, Vechamoycha and your donkey. The Afagav, and although the Hiskia Behemah Yud, although it's rented out to the goy, But nevertheless, okay, Malon, we pass on the schirus loikanya. If he hired it, although the goy paid for it, loikanya, he didn't acquire it. It was no formal acquisition. Just because the goy has got it, you're still ultimately responsible with regards to the issa Torah of Shvisas Behemo. Behavele behemto shel Yisrael, this animal still belongs to a yid. Umitzuveh, and you're commanded al shvisasa on its resting. Some disagree and hold slightly differently. Some hold that we do hold schirus kanya, and the animals to some extent are the goys. Therefore, so if a yid is hiring animals from another yid, he has to also be careful about shvisa behema, because lechumra we are machmir v'noch lachmir kiven shu tis dreise. And since in Issa D'Raisa, if it's a yid from yid, he needs to also be careful because Shvisa is Kanye maybe. Now, I just want to point out this, that it's hard for us to realize and appreciate the choim and the severity and the nisoyen of this Issa that we just learned now, this Saloch and Shulchan Aruch. Because many Yidden, countless Yidden, their panosa, the main source of income, was very much their animals and their cattle, and just to not to allow them to make any income from the animals on Shabbos was a very, very, very significant, very, very, very heavy nisoyen, a challenge for the Yidden, and various Rabbonim and Gdolim wanted to make. Had very many agreements and ideas how to allow them to use their animals on Shabbos. Many partnership deals were created, a little based on what we learned in Simon Reish Mem Hei. And many Gdoilim, amongst others, the Divrei Chaim, the Tzanz Rav, had various approaches how to be matir in various ways and partnerships. The usage of animals on Shabbos. Some were based on Hefka, what we're learning now, others on other ways. I wanted to share with you a short story that there was a Yid in Hungary, was a balabos. His name was a Moshe Ayerot, and he had a huge amount of cattle. He was a very wealthy businessman, and his panos was indeed from animals, and this was in the Austro-Hungarian border, and he was very mak, but he didn't want to rely on any kulas, on any leniencies in terms of shutfas with the goy, with animals. And at one point the Divrei Chaim was nearby. The Divrei Chaim was a tzanzor of who had a certain kula, and although this yid was a yeker, he was a Yekish businessman, but he was given a huge amount of covet by Divrei Chaim, and he said, I give you a brocha, that since you're not making like my personal kula, you don't take any leniencies. My brocha to you is that the Rebbe Hashem is gonna bench you for this. And the strange thing was, he was a Yekish Yid, and Divrei Chaim gave him a huge amount of honor publicly in front of all these chassidim. He gave him once on a tish, and it was a very strange thing, and it was particularly strange because this Rebbe Moshe Ayerot eventually lost all his fortune. It didn't take a long time that his financial wealth was diminished to so much so that he actually lost all his wealth in a very short time, and whatever investment he tried to do went didn't go well at all. And he became actually, from a very rich man, he actually became a poor man. And it was very strange, especially considering the bracha of the Divrei Chaim. Since this Yid was a Talmid Chacham, he was approached then by a Kehillah that approached him then to become a Rav. And he initially refused, but he didn't have it. He was actually at one point he was forced financially to take any job because he just didn't have any money. So he took the job. He was first a rov in a small community, but because he was a very dynamic and a very choshva, very 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 choshva tamid chochem, he was already in his 50s at that point. But he was a very choshva tamid chochem. Eventually, he was asked to become a rov of a larger community, and after short years, he was asked to become a rov of a very very prestigious and a very prominent community. And then eventually people realized, in hindsight, the bracha of the Divrei Chaim, the bracha of the Divrei Chaim was not that he's going to be gebenched and he's going to be blessed in terms of financial wealth, but the bracha was that since he's keeping the chumre, he's going to be forced one day to be marbetz Torah and to increase Torah in this world, which of course is the greatest wealth possible. And that's really what the bracha was, and this would never have happened if we would have not had kept the words of the chumra in terms of Shvizis Behem on Shabbos. Now, I know this story well because this Moshe Ayarot is actually my great grandfather, and I think it's a very powerful story. Rabbi said we learned tonight the halachas of Simon Resh Mem Vav Shvizis Behem. We started off with the halacha of Shvizas Kelim. And we learned that we don't paskin that Shvizas Kelim is also per se, but nevertheless, if there is a problem of Schar Shabbos, then obviously it's also. So Machresha, if you're hiring out your Machresha, there is no Shvizas Kelim, but there is Schar Shabbos. You're not allowed to hire out your Kelim and make money from it. That's a problem. If you're lending it out, then it's fine, because you're not earning money from it. And similarly, if you're hiring it out, not on Friday, but for a whole week or for a whole month, then it's fine as well because of the concept of Havlo. Similarly, if you are lending your item out and there's no schar, there's no financial gain, you can do that even on Friday. We learned that if you are lending out your item even on Shabbos, if it may appear that Melocha is going to be done with it, then even on then it's not, it's also on Shabbos. Even lending out your item, even without financial gain, because it may appear that you're asking, instructing a guy to do melacha on Shabbos. If it's an item, however, that doesn't look like melacha, if it's not a melacha-related item, you'll be fine as long as there's no carrying involved. We learned about animals. We learned the issur of Shvizas Behema, and we learned that a person is not allowed to hire out his animals and even lend out his animals on Shabbos by a goy because of the issa of Shvizas Behema. A goy, if he says he's not gonna make your animals work on Shabbos, is not believed. His your animals are not gonna rest on Shabbos. He's gonna make them work. Is not believed. However, if you're allowed to lend them out for midweek, that's fine. If the goy said he promised he's gonna give back the animals before Shabbos and he failed to do so, and the animals are still in his domain for Shabbos, what you should do is you should be mafkir it, or you should be makne the animals to the goy. You don't have to worry about them being out of your possession, because it's only in terms of issur shvizis behema. But really, from a financial perspective, chosh mishpatik perspective, they are still yours. Shvizis behema doesn't apply on Yom Tov, and therefore, the relevant halachas that we discuss now of Shvizas Behemah don't apply there.